Masechet Kelim, Perek Yod Bet, Mishnah Bet. We'll talk about the following klal, the following rule in this Mishnah. The ability for something to become Tameh depends on the main part of the Keli. If the main part of the Keli has the ability to become Tameh, the rest of the Keli could become Tameh as well. But if the main part of the Keli cannot become Tameh, the rest of the Keli cannot either. The examples we'll bring are a hook that's attached to a wooden object. We'll first talk about a scale used by a comber, somebody who would comb fibers to prepare them for spinning. The type of scale we're talking about had the ability to be moved around, and it had a long wooden rod with the ring close to one end, and that ring, which also was a pivot, divided the rod into a short arm and a long arm. The person who was the comber, he would attach fibers to be weighed to the metal hooks, and they would hang from the short arm close to the ring. On the other side, there would be a counterweight on the longer arm that could be moved along the arm until the rod is flat and not slanting. If it was heavier, then the counterweight would have to be moved away from the pivot. The weight of the load is shown by the difference that the counterweight shows, which indicates the different levels of the weight. Difficult to understand by these words, but we'll have a picture. A picture would be very helpful in this scenario. Mishnah says, Kenemos nayim shel saroko tameh, the rod of a balance scale used by comers, it's wood, could become tameh, mipeneh, because of the hooks. The main part of the scale is the metal hooks that carry the fiber, and therefore, even though the rod cannot become tameh because a wooden object that does not have a container cannot become tameh, we say that since the metal hooks can, all of the parts of the scale can as well, when they're assembled as one, the entire keli could become tameh. Veshel ba'ale batim, but the rod of a scale used by Bale batim, people in their home, cannot become tameh because there are no metal hooks on it, but the object is weighed, it's tied to the rod with a rope. Rope is not susceptible to tum'ah. Im yesh bo un kelayot, but if it happened to have hooks, then tameh, it could become tameh, just like the scale of a comber. Now we'll talk about two types of poles. One type of pole was used by a porter and one type by a peddler. The porter would use a wooden pole that was very long with a hook at each end, and he would hang packages on it. He would put it over his shoulders, so now the packages hang in front of him, one in front of him and the other behind him. A peddler, who was a merchant who goes from place to place selling his merchandise, would use a pole that would rest on one shoulder and had a hook at each end. But the peddler's pole was different, that the ends of the hook were shaped as containers. So instead of hanging his merchandise, he would place them in these containers. Un kelin shel katafin tehora, the hooks on the poles of porters are tahor, because the main part of the pole is the pole itself. A pole itself, which is wood, cannot become tameh if it doesn't have a container. So the hooks, which are secondary, cannot become tameh as well. The difference between the hooks of the comb, which make it tameh, and the hooks here of the pole of the porter, is which is the main part of the keli, of the utensil. When it came to the above case that we had, which was the comb, or the rod of the comber, the hooks over there were the main function. They were what made the keli a keli. And therefore, over there, the metal could become tameh, so the pole could become tameh. Here, in this case, when you're dealing with the porter, the pole is the main part of the object, and therefore, the pole, which is wood, cannot become tameh, so therefore the hooks as well cannot become tameh. Beshel rochlim teme'ah, but the hooks on the poles of peddlers can become tameh. These hooks are really containers, and they're considered to be the main part of the keli. A wood pole that's attached to these hooks could also become tameh as well on their account. A keli that is a container could become tameh by itself, even if it has no identity. So the front hook could become tameh, even when it's detached from the pole, since there is a container. Rabbi Yehuda is going to disagree about the pole of the peddler. Rabbi Yehuda omer shel rochlim shel lefanav teme'ah shel aharav tehorah. Says Rabbi Yehuda, the pole of the peddler, the hook in front of him is able to become tameh because he would put his merchandise in that hook container. But the hook behind him is tahor because he would not put his merchandise in that type of container. The peddler would only put his merchandise in front of him, not in back of him. The hook in the back of him was not to carry merchandise, but to balance the weight of the front of the pole so it wouldn't tilt forward. So the back hook did not have a real active function. It's just to hold up the pole in the front. So therefore, according to the Rabbi Yehuda, only the front hole, the front hook, could become tameh, not the back one. Now we'll give six more of examples of metal hooks that were attached to wooden objects. In these cases, the object, the wooden object, is the main part of the keli and the hook is secondary to it. So we need to break them down one by one to see how tum'ah and tahara would manifest itself. Unkili dargash teme'ah, the hooks of a dargash can become tameh. Dargash is a type of cot that had a wooden frame and leather as the mattress. Attached to the leather mattress were straps that had a type of hook on the end. And since the wooden frame could become tameh, then the hooks could become tameh as well. You may ask, how could a wooden frame become tameh if there's no bet kibul, if there's no container with it? We say that a bed, the cot here, is made for lying down on. And if something is made for lying down on, there is something called tum'at midras, the tum'at of lying down on. Any keli could become tameh with tum'at midras, even if there is no bet kibul, if there's no container. So the dargash over here can become tameh, so the hooks that are attached to it could become as well tameh. But the hooks that are separated from the dargash are unable to become tameh because they don't have their own keli. They're the hooks of the dargash, and therefore that's the way it manifests itself. The next part of the Mishnah will talk about bed poles. V'sheil naklitin tehora. The hooks of the bed poles are tahor. They would be at the head section of the bed and then at the feet section of the bed, two poles, and there would be a hook attached to each one of them, and there would be a canopy draped over, and then there would be a rod that went through the between each pole, and there would be a canopy draped over the rod. The poles cannot become tameh because they're wooden kelim that lack containers, so the hooks as well cannot become tameh even when they're attached to the poles. That's the way we look at it. There's no tum'at midras when it comes to these poles. Shel shida teme'ah, the hook of a chest which is used to hang the chest can become tameh. A wooden chest is subject to tum'ah like a regular container, so the hooks that are with it could become tameh as well. V'shel akon tehora, the hook of a fish trap is tahor. The trap is a wooden box where there are hooks to catch fish when they swim into it. The box itself, you would think, is a kli kibul, is a container, but we explain elsewhere in the end of the Masechet that it's not really there to hold anything. It's there to just have hooks inside that the fish get trapped onto. V'shel shulhan tameh. Back to the akon. The fish trap, the hooks cannot become tameh as well because the main part of the box cannot become tameh. V'shel shulhan tameh. The hook of a table where a table was hung when it wasn't being used can become tameh. The table itself can become tameh. Even though it's wood and doesn't have a container, it's tameh because it directly serves people and other kelim, so it could become tameh even without a kli kibul. So since the table could become tameh, the hook could become tameh with the table. Shel menorah ta'etz tahor, but the hook of a wooden menorah, which is used to hang the menorah, is tahor. The menorah itself cannot become tameh, so the hook that is attached to it cannot become tameh as well. There are no containers in the menorah. The cups that have oil in them are placed onto the menorah. So therefore, since it's made of wood, it cannot become tameh. It's different than the shulchan that we brought in the last example. The shulchan could become tameh even though it, because it serves people. Here we say the menorah doesn't really serve people. It it's just supporting the limb that's placed on it. It doesn't support people and kelim. Now we'll give a rule which the whole, all these laws were based. Zeh kelal, that's the general rule. Kol ha-mechubar le-tameh, tameh, any hook that's attached to something that can become tameh, could also become tameh. Ve-mechubar le-tahor, tahor, something that's attached to something that's pure, stays tahor, stays pure as well. Be-kulana hat-ahat mi-pnei atzman te-orod, any hook on its own is tahor. Even the hooks listed in our Mishnah, they have that status of whatever they are, only when they're attached to a keli. If a hook is on its own, it cannot become tameh, because it doesn't have a name of its own, but it's identified as being the hook of whatever keli it's part of. So therefore, metal objects are not subject to tum'ah when they're by themselves.